And it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Hey, Captain Bobby.
Hey, good morning, my friend. Good to have you. It's good to be back together with you, even though you're always on my mind.
Right, same thing here. So, yeah, they let us back together, at least for this Thursday. We'll see going forward. Hey, I got to ask you, it's not anything new. We have this happen different years, but we're in that period of time where shorts and beanies are both part of the wardrobe. Like, you can't put up your warm clothes and you can't break out your, hot weather clothes.
And the same thing you better do with your tackle. When you're leaving in the morning, you better have jigs ready, and you better have popping corks ready, you better have top waters ready, and you better have slow-sinking mirror lures or slick lures tied on, because you never know what you're going to be using. I mean, a week ago or 2 weeks – well, 2 weeks ago this weekend, we caught everything in 3 feet of water or less on top waters and weightless lures. And then this weekend, you better have those jigs tied on after this 20 degree weather. So, same thing with the clothes, man. You better be able to be versatile. And like you said, that's just that's fishing in February on the Gulf Coast. It's like, I think we probably mentioned this before, you and I, but there's very, very few people that I've ever heard say, man, I can't wait for that February trout fishing.
but you're somebody who still gets it done, and that's important, because a lot of people say, oh, it's not worth going, but you prove every week that you can still go catch them. They're still biting.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I don't want to really downplay it, because it's not, again, it's not the best fishing time of the year. It doesn't compare to,
right,
the fall and the Delta or May on the down the lower end. But like you said, you can still catch plenty of fish. I've had some great trips over the last several days, and just doing that, just being versatile. Like I said, the fish aren't leaving these rivers until we really get a lot of rain and true warming temperatures. They'll send them into that transition, which we'll be talking about in a few weeks. But while they're doing that, they're still in the river. So you know where they're going to be. You just have to figure out how to catch them. And like I said, that can be anything from such shallow stuff when it warms up for several days, or going back to the cold stuff, getting down to the bends of the rivers and the deeper parts of the rivers and the channels and stuff, throwing something that's going to be closer to the bottom. But there, you can certainly still catch them. And let's not forget about that sheephead thing. That's what really turns on this time of year through March, that sheephead spawn. Too, we talk so much about trout fishing because you and I both love it. But, man, this is the time of year if you want to go catch those sheeps. If the weather lets you, it's a great time of year to get out there and get close to that structure with some kind of crustacean or a fiddler crab or anything that's got a shell on it. Those sheephead turn into a different animal this time of year.
No, they're beasts. They bite and they fight. When you come up to something, there's so many kinds of structure, but we'll just pick one here because we only have about a minute left. Come up to a gas rig, right, or a pylon like that. Do you break it down any other different way? Do you just come up and tie up? What do you do?
I like to if tying up is going to put the boat close enough to where you can get the bait close to the pilings, because that's where they're going to be. They're not going to venture way off of those things the way trout do. So whatever I have to do to get the bait right up against, I'm talking about knocking the paint off the cork and getting hung up occasionally. You've got to get right on the right, real tight on where that structure is. And don't forget, not just horizontally, but also vertically. Those things really move through the water column. You might be fishing a close-in gas rig in 30 feet of water and actually seeing the sheephead 5 or 6 feet down. So, yeah, I like to use a slip cork for that application, just let it drift real close to those pilings, and keeping the boat off of the piling, getting the bait in there that way.
All right. Somebody wants to get a trip booked this time of year, or even looking forward. I know you're booking, on into the spring. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website. You can book through the website, or you can call us at our new phone number. I'm going to attempt this. I'm pretty sure I got it right. It's 251-656-2934, and that's on the website too, so you may want to verify that before you call and get $1.99 a minute charge or something like that.
We're showing our age, both laughing at that. Captain Bobby, I appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You do. There goes Captain Bobby, and it is the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report.